Good evening, good evening. I just want to welcome you to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. The time now is 20:05 CAT, Central African Time. We are together on this day, Friday, the 14th of May, 2021. I just want to hear from you, Ore. How was your day? How was everything today? Wherever you are, we are going to do a lot of things together. We are going to dance together. We are going to pray together. We're going to do lots and lots and lots and lot of things. You are here at the Power Hour, the Hour of the Power. This is the lovely show that it is happening every day from Monday until Sunday. It is called the Power Hour. It's the last segment of the show, Time to Meditate. And we thank God for this hour. We thank God for this moment. I just want to hear from you, Ore, wherever you are, how are things by your side? Wherever you are, how are you doing? How are things wherever you are? Now, I tell you, I know there are a lot of things that are continuing to happen. I know there are a lot of things that will continue to happen. But nevertheless, we thank God because we are here. We thank God because we know that Mudimu, he will never leave us. Mudimu, he will never forsake us. He's been God and he will continue to be with us. He's been God and he will continue to be with us all the time. Wherever you are, if you want to interact with us, if you feel like you really want to interact with us, you are welcome to do so by just sending us the WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number, it's very, very, very simple. The number that you know, it is +27 83 289 4658 +27 83 289 4658 0027 83 289 4658, or you can just say 083 289 4658. If you are here in South Africa, there's no need for you to start with the dialing code, but if you are outside the border of South Africa, you will have to start with the dialing code, and the dialing code is the number that I gave you, that is +27, or you can just say 0027. Now, wherever you are, I hope and believe, Ore, you are still doing good. Wherever you are, I hope everything is well by your side. I know as I speak right now, there are people who have lost their loved one. There are people who have, I tell you, there are a lot of things that has happened. There are a lot of things that are continuing to happen. But nevertheless, Rona, we thank God because we know Ore Mudimu promised us one thing, that he will never leave us. Mudimu promised us one thing, that he will never forsake us. No matter what, I tell you, Ore Mudimu, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. I don't know what are you going through now. I don't know what is happening currently in your life. But I want to say to you, Ore Mudimu, he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. Mudimu, he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He will never. He will never leave you and he will never forsake you. As we have entered tonight, I tell you, we are going to continue with what we've been talking about yesterday. Remember yesterday we were speaking about the qualifications, Kappa, the principles that the bishop, Kappa, and overseer should have. That's what we've been talking about. And I tell you, we thank God for this hour. We thank God for this day. We know there are a lot of things that has happened. There are a lot of things that are continuing to happen. But nevertheless, we know and believe. Ore Mudimu ke Mudimu, we know and believe. Mudimu, he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. Doesn't matter who says what. Maybe as I speak, how am I about to, they have told you something and you are trying to think about it, Ore, but how am I going to do it? But I want to say to you, Ore Mudimu, he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He's been God and he will continue to be God all the time. Kimudimu, without you lapeli, eli mudimu, kana kochote. I have just entered with that song. You heard that song by the group called Worship House, giving us that wonderful song, the song that is saying, Melodi Iyalla Itumisha Jehovah. Melodi Iyalla Itumisha Jehovah. When you read the book of Psalm 24, it talks about the Gori, all everything that you see, kicha mudimu. I mean, in the first day, kela mudimu. And I know, but ona laba tuwa na hana ngori, but now they own the world. Uda mutu arinaki owna le first. No, The first of the matter that I can tell you, gore lefase ke la modimo. And that is why when you read the book of Psalm 24, I want to show you something there in that scripture before we go, can go any further. Psalm 24, it is saying there that he built the earth on the water, he built it over the river. Who can go up on the Lord's temple? Everything that you see is being created by God. I tell you, everything that you see is being created by God. And for that, we thank God. For that, we say, Mudimu, we thank you because you are the Lord. Kimudimu, he will never leave us. Kimudimu, he will never forsake us. I don't know tonight as I speak what is happening with you, but I just want to say to you, Mudimu, he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. I know as I speak, there are people, some of them, they have lost their life. Some of them, they are no longer with us because of a certain things, because of sickness and all those things. But nevertheless, we say, may God continue to strengthen all those family where we lost their loved one. And as I speak now, I know there are some who have died because of COVID, and we continue sending our condolences to all those who have passed because of COVID. Wherever you are, if you want to continue to interact with us, don't worry, use the very same number to interact with us. What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to give you the song. The song I'm giving it to you, it's a song that is going to lead us to the moment where we are going to pray. Nalowena, we're just going to go in to pray. Nalowena, we are just going to say, Mudimu, we are here. Bualero. I'm going to give you this song. The song is just saying something is changing. If you can hear the song that I'm giving it to you, it's a prayer on its own. When Elijah or your lady was praying there, Ari, something is happening. I tell you, there's something that is happening. There is something that is going to happen. There's something that is going to happen, and it will continue to happen. I'm going to give you that song, and I invite each and everyone, wherever you are, maybe in your house, maybe you are at work, you may be wherever that you are, I'm just saying to you there, all of us, we are just going to pray. All of us, we are just going to pray and speak to God, because we know Hore Mudimu, he will never leave us. Mudimu, he will never forsake us. I don't know, Hore, how is your day? I don't know, how are you? What's your plan for today? Because I know as it's Friday, some people, what they do, Hore Mutu Otsamaya, he just leave home now. He's going to go back on Sunday. You mustn't do something like that. I want to tell you, Hore Mutu Otsamaya, a person, what he does, he just have these things of just disappearing. People, some people have disappearing acts. When I talk about disappearing acts, I said somebody will just decide to go, like not knowing where he went, because it's Friday and because it's payday. I know there are those who are just got paid on the 15th, and the 15th is Saturday, and I know you just got paid today. Remember, every time we are saying, Hore, this thing of being being paid today, but after 2 days you don't have money, it must stop. That life is not life. I tell you, the life of always, Hore, when month end come, Kaba, when payday come, it found you broke. That must stop. That life is must stop. Where you know, that kind of life, it must stop. Let me repeat, that kind of life, it must stop. It must stop, that kind of life. That kind of life, it must stop. I mean, it is painful to get paid. It is painful to, for example, to have money and day after, and then you no longer have money. That's painful. You got paid today. But after that, I tell you, you no longer have any money. It's something that is, I tell you, Gori, that is something that I think, Gori, we are slave. As I speak now, maybe you are a slave of a skoloto. I know that feeling of being a skoloto. And when it's month end, the bank will take. They will take car money, they will take all those things until you remain with nothing. But it's my prayer as we continue to pray, Hore Mudimu Aretusi. It's my prayer as we continue to pray, Hore Mudimu, Hore Mudimu help us. Retroka Mudimu Aretusi. We need God to help us because alone there is nothing that we can do. Alone there is nothing that I can do. I need God in my life. I need God in my life. I may be speaking to someone now, you just got paid today, but when you check your balance now, you are on 00. Just imagine. You just got paid today, but when you check your balance, you are just on 00. It is wrong. That is what is happening. It is very wrong. It is very wrong. I mean, life usual is not right. Mudimar Tusi, may God help us. That's my prayer right now. I'm praying, Lord Mudimu, help us. Help us, Mudimu. Retroka Mudimu Aretusi. Let me just give you the song. The song I'm giving it to you is a song by the man of God. His name is Elijah Oyelede, giving us wonderful song there that say, talks about something is changing. I want you to listen to that song and you will hear Horekan Neti, something is changing in spirit. I want you to listen to that song. And when you listen to that song, I want you to feel the power. I want you to feel the presence of God. I want you to feel that touch. I want you to feel that touch tonight. We need God in our life. Nothing else. We just need Jehovah. Now I'm going to give you the song. And after the song, what we'll do is all of us, we are going to pray. All of us, we are going to continue. I'm giving you the song. It's just saying something is changing. And with that song, we will be praying, bowing our head in our prayer. Let us not to forget to pray, praying for the president. Let us not forget to pray for the cabinet. I tell you, the way things are here in South Africa is no longer all right. And we must not forget also to pray, praying for the elections, because we know that I passed through on the street and I saw there were party, the party that was canvassing and telling people, let us go and vote. And that is time. That time has arrived. And there is something that is always, I think, somebody just doing it when it's election time. Many people are doing that when it's election time. And even the politicians, they are doing that. They use that principle. And they promise people something that they know that they cannot do. But sometimes the reason why we end up having the Musabalazos and all the squatter camps is because of what the government is doing, Kappa, what the party is doing. You tell people that do this and then we'll stand with you. But when things backfire now, and then it becomes a problem. But I'm praying tonight as we are going to pray. And we are praying for, and let us pray for SABC and airport as well, all the companies that we know, the companies that are retrenching, the companies that are going through patch time. Let's continue to pray. And we must not forget to pray for recession, because you can see the recession is coming and it's taking things down. It's taking good the company as well. A lot of things are happening. But we are going to pray, because the Bible says prayer changes everything. Nakia Dumel, I believe in prayer. I believe that prayer changes everything. I don't know tonight what are you going through. I don't know what is currently happening in your life. But I'm saying to you this way that we are going to pray. We are going to pray, and I tell you something miraculous is going to happen in your life. God Himself is going to touch you even tonight. You may be listening from your car. You may be listening from work. You may be listening wherever you are, in your house, in your couch, wherever you are. But let me tell you, that something is going to happen. Something is going to happen tonight. Let me give you that song. And after the song, what we're going to do, we're going to continue. All of us, the song is just saying something is changing, something is happening. That is the man of God by the name of Elijah Wiley.
Something is about to enter you. For likewise, the Holy Spirit helped our infirmity. He said, for we know not how we should pray as we ought to. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. So I'd like you to release the Holy Ghost. He's in you. Let him pray through you. That's his ministry, to help you. He's your helper. He is your standby. He's your leader. He is everything that you need. Spirit, pray.
Something is moving, something is turning around. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are the Lord, you deserve the best. Thank you, Father, because something is happening. Father, we are praying tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We have gathered here, Lord, to read your word. We have gathered here, Lord, to hear you when you speak with us. I'm praying right now. We are praying for the country of South Africa. We know there are things that are not going well. We know there are things that are not well. But we are praying, Father. We ask you, that Father, Lord, to step in. We ask you, Father, to take over, because we know that you are the Lord. We know that you are Jehovah Jireh. You deserve the best. Father, we are praying right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We know that the devil is a liar. We know that the devil is defeated. We know that the devil is right under our feet. Father, I'm praying right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm praying, Father, in Jesus' name. We continue to pray, praying for the continent of South, the whole world, and we're praying for the whole world and South Africa as well. Father, take over. We believe in you. Right now we pray. We know there are things that are continuing to happen. Father, we need you, Lord, to take over. Father, in Jesus' name, Christ of Nazareth, we know that the devil is a liar. We know that the devil is right under our feet. That is the only place where the devil should stay. There is no other place. The only place where the devil should stay is right on our feet or in hell. Father, we are praying tonight. We humble ourselves unto you because we know that you are the Lord. We know that you are Jehovah Jireh. You deserve the best. There is no one who is like you. Father, we are praying in the mighty name of Jesus. We humble ourselves, Father, in Jesus' name. We humble ourselves, Father, because you are the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, take over even tonight. In the name of Jesus, we are praying for everyone right now. In Jesus' name. Father, we know in Jesus' name that you are Jehovah Jireh. We know that you deserve the best. And there is no one who is like you. The devil is a liar. In the mighty name of Jesus, take over, Lord, in our life tonight. In Jesus' name, take over, Lord, in our life, because we know that you are the Lord. We know that you are Messiah, and you promise us that you will never leave us. Father, we believe. Take over, and we humble ourselves. Without you, we are nothing, and we know that you will never leave us. We know that you will never forsake us. Speak with us, Lord, tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, guide us, Lord, and show us the way. Because without you, we are nothing, Lord. We humble ourselves unto you. In the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, you deserve the best, and you deserve worship. And the devil is a liar. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Everyone, you can say amen wherever you are. The time is 20:32 CAT, Central African Time. You are still here at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. The Power Hour is the name of the show. This is the last segment of the show that is called Time to Meditate. And you are with me, John Mamabolo. It's my name and my surname. We are together tonight. As I told you, we are going to continue with the part two. I can say the continuation of what we've been talking about yesterday. We've been talking about the qualifications, about the quality, about the things that the bishop should have before somebody can be a bishop. We spoke about a lot of things there. Tonight we are continuing, as we are going to talk about the elder. But before I do that, I just want to give you the scripture, about the declaration scripture of tonight in the book of Psalm, chapter number 119. That is the scripture that I want us to read as we are entering here, as we have entered here by the Grace Radio. The scripture is just saying, the 119 verse 105, the declaration which that I want to give you to say, thank you for walking with me in the valley, in the tough place. I want you to say this word after me. Thank you for walking with me in the valley, in the tough place. Thank you. You should say, God, I thank you for walking with me
in the tough place and in the valley, in also in the tough places. He walked with us. Now, but when you read the book of Psalm 119, verse 105, I want to show you something there I want you to hear there in Psalm 119. If you have found this, let us read together Psalm 119. Okay, Psalm 119. It is saying there, when you read verse number 105, it is saying there that 105, if you found it, it is saying, your word is like a lamp that guide my step, a light that shows the path I should take. Remember, some other day I said, how many of you have traveled going somewhere who have used the navigator? Because if you don't know a place that you haven't been there, we always use a navigator, because navigator, what will do, it will direct you, it will show you which way to go, even those places finding out where you cannot reach. But what navigator will do, navigator, it will direct you, navigator, it will give you direction where to go. It's like with Google Map, when you type where I want to go to Limpopo, Kappa, you say I want to go to Polokwane, it will tell you the distance that you're going to travel. It will tell you on what speed will you, if you drive so much speed, you will reach at this time. If you drive so much speed, you will reach at this time. That is what a Google Map do, or that is what navigator do. It navigate through on the road. And it will even tell you where there is a garage on this you are going to. That's what the navigator is doing. That is what it does. It always that. It always doing that. It always directing you for, okay, you need to take this road, and when you take this road, this will happen. Now the word of God also is like that. Lentjula Mudimu is like that. It navigates through our life. If we don't know what we must do, what we do is we just believe. What we do is we navigate. We find the navigator. We read the word of God, because the word of God, what it will do is our guidance. It is always guiding us. That is what the word of God does. The word of God, it does that. That is why if you read in Amplified, it said, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Your word. Want you to underline those words. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Lentjula Modimo, as I said to you, Gori, there are things that we cannot do. We need the word of God that will help us to navigate through life. And I tell you now, there are things that are continuing to happen. Some of those things, they've been done by people who were respected. Some of things are done by somebody you thought, Gori, they will never do it. That is what currently is happening now. That is what currently it is taking place. But what I'm saying, Gori, the word of God is our navigator. If we can learn this, Gori, the word of God is our navigator, we can never go wrong. If there is something that we don't know, we must just consult the navigator. As I told you, Gori, those who are traveling, some of them, they will use a map. They look for a map. Gori, okay, if I want to go to this, that, where I use this direction, that is what the word of God does. We need to make sure. Because the word of God is a lamp unto our feet. That is what the word of God does. That is what the word of God is doing. The word of God is always guiding us. When sometimes we reach a point, I know there will be a point feeling what a mara, things are not right. We must consult the manual. That is the word of God. The word of God is our manual. The word of God is our map. It navigates us through. There are things that we don't know,
There are things that we are doing, things that we were not supposed to do. But the Word of God, it will always navigate. The Word of God, it will always show us the road to go. As most of the time we do things not knowing, but when we read the Word of God, when we consult the Word of God, I want to tell you something. I want you right now just to do me this favor. Go outside, put all the lights off, and just try to walk at the dark. Tell me or you will be able to reach where you want to go. You cannot, because you don't see where you're going. But that's what the Bible says. The Word of God is like a lamp unto our feet. What does it do? It is a light to our path. That's what the Word of God does. That's what the Word of God does. The Word of God is a direction to us. The Word of God is a direction to us. What does the Word of God does? It shows us the way. As I said to you, Guri, there are things that we are trying to do. And Gaba, there are things that sometimes you reach a point where you're stuck. But we must consult the Word of God. Whatever that we are seeing happening now, there are a lot of things that are continuing to happen. And there are a lot of things that we are seeing, those things are happening. But we just need the Word of God that will guide us. We need the Word of God that will show us the way. Because the Word of God is our light. Wawana, if it couldn't be the Word of God, some of the things we could not know. The Word of God will guide us. We must learn to follow the Word of God. We must learn to read the Word of God. And we can never go wrong. Because the Word of God is a light unto our feet. The Lord's law are right. They make people happy. The Lord's command are good. They show people the right way to live. That is what the Word of God does. Lentula Mudimu, it will show you how to live. Sometimes we do things, but when we read the Word of God, it will direct us. Now I can tell you something, and maybe I cannot put it right, but the Word of God, you will be guided right. You can never go wrong when it comes to the Word of God. Let me repeat, you can never go wrong when it comes to the Word of God. Because the Word of God is our direction. It directs our ways. It directs us which way to take. That is what the Word of God does. I tell you, you can never go wrong if you read the Word of God. I never seen someone who is following Kappa, who is following what the Word of God says doing wrong. When you read the book of Psalm 43 verse 3, it said, "Send your light and your truth to guide me, to lead me to your holy mountain, to your home." Send your light. Guide me, Lord. Your parents give your command and teaching that are like light to show you the right way. This teaching correct you and train you to follow the path of life. That is Proverbs 6 verse 23. The Word of God is a light unto our feet. But the light make clear how wrong those things are. That's what the light does. The light will always make things clear. When there is darkness, when the light comes, there's always life. The Word of God is a lamp unto our feet. It will always direct us. This makes us more sure about what the prophet said. And it is a good for you to follow closely what they said, which is like a light shining in a dark place. You have that light until the day begin and the morning star bring you light to your mind. That is why I'm saying the Word of God is a light unto our feet. Lord, you provide the flame for my lamp. You, God, turn the darkness around me into light. That is Proverbs 18, verse number 28. God's light shine above me, so I could walk through the dark. That's what the other one said. Even if I walk through the shadow of darkness, I know that you are with me. Even if I walk through the shadow of darkness, I know that you are with me. The Word of God is our navigator. It will navigate our ways. Wherever you are listening to me, I'm saying to you, the Word of God is our navigator. It navigates through our ways. As I said, sometimes we do things not knowing. Sometimes we do certain things that we don't know. and we need to consult the word of God. Now, the word of God is a manual. As I said to you, sometimes we do things without knowing. But if we can consult the manual, that is the word of God, we can never go wrong. Let me repeat. If we can consult the manual, that is the word of God, we can never go wrong. I tell you, it's not someone, but it's the word of God. It says the sex before marriage is a sin. It's not a pastor, but it's the word of God. Righteousness shall live by faith. That is the word of God. It's not something that somebody said. Faith without action is dead. It's the word of God. It's not something that we heard somebody say. The word of God is a manual for us. It will show us how to live. It shows us direction how to live. Even if sometimes we don't know what to do, but the word of God will always direct us. The word of God will always show us the way. That is what the word of God does. It does that. The word of God will continue to do that. The word of God will continue to do that. The word of God will continue to do that. Okay? The word of God will continue to do that. Okay? Let me repeat. The word of God will continue to do that. Okay. Let me just give you this wonderful song. And after this wonderful song, what are we going to do? We're going to continue. That was the declaration, but that was the scripture that I wanted us to read. That is the declaration scripture of today, that the word of God is a light unto our feet. We need the word of God. Some of the other things we cannot do without the word of God. Wabona, other things, if we don't read the word of God, we'll continue doing. But when we read the word of God and we follow what the word of God does, we cannot do. There are a lot of things that are rimanang batubadidira. There are a lot of things that we are seeing pastors doing and all those things. But we lack the word of God. But if we read the word of God, we shall survive. Now, I'm going to give you this wonderful song. And after this song, what are we going to do? We will continue. I'm giving you the song. The song is just saying the Mudimu Wabuntataruna by the son of the late Senimaliti. That is a Solo Maliti, featured in Spirit of Praise, giving us a song, Mudimu Wabon Tataruna. Let me give you that song. And after the song, what we're going to do, we're going to continue. If you want to continue to interact with us, you can do so by sending us the WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is very, very, very simple. It is 083-289-4658. Let me repeat, 083-289-4658. Or you can just say radio@bythegrace.org. radio.bythegrace.org. And when you use that platform, you will be able to interact with us. I'm giving you the song Mudimu Wabun Tataruna. When we come back, we are continuing. There is a song, Mudimu Wabun Tataruna. Enjoy the song. Yeah. Retladula Hamunati, that is Selo Maleti, was featured by Spirit of Praise, giving that wonderful song, saying Retladula Hamunati. Now the time is 20:53 CAT, Central African Time. Allow me just for this moment, I would like to take the birthday wishes. That's what I would like to do. Would like to take the birthday wishes, and I would like to take the birthday wishes, and thereafter what we'll do is we'll continue. Okay, yeah, I would like to. Okay, let me repeat. I'm going to take the birthday wishes, and after the birthday wishes, what we'll do is we will be continuing with what we would like to speak about tonight. As I told you that we are continuing with what I've been speaking yesterday. Now, today we have people who are birthdaying, and one of those people that I know is someone that I know. I never met him physically, but we are communicating. I see him on Facebook. His name is Apostle Lamola. It is his birthday today. That is D. Lamola.
We just want to say to him there, happy birthday to you, man of God. And yeah, now if you know someone also whose birthday, you can let us know, and what we'll do, we'll be able to wish that person happy birthday. And for all those who just is their anniversary, we're just saying there to you, happy anniversary to each and everyone who is celebrating a wedding anniversary, and to all those who just graduated today, because we know there are those who have been graduated today. And then we just want to say there congratulations, and may God continue to be with you as you have just graduated. Yeah, that is what we can say to you. Now, what we're going to do tonight, as I told you already, we're going to read, and we're going to continue with what we've been speaking about yesterday. But tonight we're just gonna talk about what we call the deacons. Yesterday we spoke about overseer, or we talk about bishops, okay, overseer, bishops and pastor. But tonight we just continuing as we are talking about the deacons. That is the very same book that we read in the book of Timothy, chapter number 3. Yesterday we read verse number 1 until verse number 7. Tonight we're going to start from verse number 8 until verse number 13. That is where we are going to read. Now, let me just give you this song. And the song that I'm giving it to you is a song that I want you to be prepared. As after this, we are going to read the word of God. I want to give you the song by, the song is just saying the Nothing Like Your Presence. That is William McDowen. He featured the Toughest Green, giving us a song, Nothing Like Your Presence. And after the song, what we're going to do, we're going to read the word of God in Aluena. And thereafter, I will be leaving you. I will be saying bye-bye to you. But now I'm giving you this song. After the song, we're going to continue with what we started yesterday. Enjoy the song. That is song's coming. Lord.
that song there, that is William McDowell, Nothing Like Your Presence, with Tafes Green and also Nathaniel Baze. That is that song, and Nothing Like Your Presence. Now the time is 21:09 CAT, Central African Time. We are going to read the Word of God tonight. We're going to read the Word of God tonight in the book of 1 Timothy. As I said, we're just continuing with what I spoke about yesterday. But tonight we're just going to do verse number 8. It's saying there, quality, qualifications for deacons. Underline it. Qualifications of a deacon. In the same way, the man who are chosen to be special servants must have the respect of others. I want to underline this way. In the same way, the men who are chosen to be special servants must have the respect of others. They must not be men who say things they don't mean or who spend time drinking too much or drinking. They must not be men who will do almost anything for money. He talks about qualifications for deacons. Alright, now when you read that in Amplified, it's saying there, deacons likewise must be a man worthy of respect, honorable, financially ethical, of good character, not doubt-tongued, speakers of half-truth, not addicted to wine, not greedy for dishonest gain. Now, when you check in Good News Bible, it says the church helpers must also have a good character and be surely. They must not drink too much wine or be greedy for money. Church helpers. When you read that, using the message, it's saying there, if you found it, the same goes for those who want to be servant in the church. Serious, not deceitful, not too free with the bottle, not in for what they can get out of it. That's what it's saying there. When you read that in Williams, deacons too must be serious, surely in their talk, not addicted to strong wine, to strong drink, or dishonest gain. Alright, that was verse number 8. Deacons, it must not be someone. As I said yesterday, some people have entered into this because of money. We have all that kind of people. Mutu Uri, I'm this, but it's because of money. But we have a lot of people Kuri do something because of money. Kuri, they don't do it because they are called. No. They doing that because, listen, they doing that because they're doing it for money. Remember I said yesterday, people, and some of them, maybe we know them, some of them we don't know them. What they do, these people, they somehow say, Rona, we are called, but for them, it's about money. We have kind of people, Kuri, they doing that because of money. They tell you, well, no, there is no other way. We're going to do this and this and this and this because they want money. But here the Bible tells us, if you want to be the servant, if you want to be the church helper, if you want to be the minister, we call it deacons. In the same way, you must have respect for others. Correct. You must be able to respect others. You must be able to respect others. Not because you are forced. Remember, as I said, some they do things as if like they've been forced by someone. The person is doing something as if like this person has been forced. He's doing something, thinking, or maybe these people, we are forced. But the Bible tells us here that whatever that we do, whatever that we do, whatever that we are doing, you mustn't do it because you want money. Now, when you read the book of Acts 6, I want to show you something, what it's saying there. It said, so brothers and sisters, choose 7 of your men who have a good reputation. Being a deacon, being a special servant, you must have a good reputation. They must be filled with wisdom and the Spirit. We will give them this work to do. Then we can use all our time to pray and to teach the word of God. The whole group liked the idea. So they chose 7 men. Stephen, a man with great faith and full of the Holy Spirit. Philip, Portorius, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a man from Antioch who had become a Jew. Then they put these men before the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. It must be someone with a special character. How can I say? Someone with a good reputation, actually. Someone who is good reputation. When you read the book of Philippians 1:1, it said, greetings from Paul and Timothy, servant of Jesus Christ, to all of you in Philippi, who are God's holy people in Christ Jesus, including your elders and special servants. Including your elders and special servants. We have elders and special servants. That's why they said the deacons. The deacons. Now, let's continue. Verse number 9. They must follow the true faith that God has now made known to us, and always do what they know it is right. That's what they must do. They must follow the true teachings. Isn't these teachings about money and money and money? Let me tell you something. We have people. For them, what they preach money. My mother said it, but we want money. They preach money. You know, they preach money and money and money and money and money and money. We have those kind of people. But the Bible tells us there, it should be people who are respected. I tell you now, what is happening now? They just take someone because this person, maybe he once preached, Kaba, he said something, automatically you take him. In the book of 1 Timothy 1:5, it said, my purpose is telling you to do this to promote love, the kind of love shown by those who thought are pure, who do what they know is right, and those faith is in God is real. Verse 19 in the very same book, 1 Timothy 1, continue to trust in God and do what you know is right. Some people have not done this and their faith is now ruined. Some people, they did not do this, but their faith now is ruined. When you read the very same book that we read in 1 Timothy 3:16, it said, without a doubt, the secret of our life of worship is great. Christ was shown to us in human form. The Spirit proved that he was right. He have seen by angel. The message about him was told to the nation. People in the world believe in him. He was taken up to heaven in glory. He was taken up to heaven in glory. Now, a deacon, Kappa, let's say a special servant, should be someone who's always following the truth. As I said, we have people who are doing things not following the truth. For them, they just like to preach. I once said, if you go to a place of worship, and for them, they just talk about receive and receive, they're not telling you about Jesus Christ, there's a problem. When you read 2 John 1:9-10, everyone must continue to follow only the teachings about Christ. Whoever changes that teaching does not have God, but whoever continues to follow the teachings about Christ has both the Father and His Son. Don't accept those who come to you but do not bring this teaching. Don't invite them into your house. Don't welcome them in your way. Those people who are not preaching the gospel that we preach, you must not invite them. You must not even welcome them. If they're not preaching the gospel that saves, the gospel that talks about the repentance of sin, no. That is, you must, the Bible says you must not accept them. Now, verse number 10, it said, you should test them first. Then if you find that they have done nothing wrong, they can be special servants. You test them. We don't just take. We want this thing of just taking, or this thing, or this person is being here faithfully in the church, and then you appoint him, or you are now this and this, but without testing, it's a problem. The Bible says you should test them before you even do. When you read the book of 1 Timothy 3:6, we said yesterday, he said, an elder must not be a new believer. It will make him proud. Then it will make him to be proud. Very important for your test. That is why when you read the book of 1 Timothy 5:22, some they don't understand. He said, think carefully before you lay your hands on anyone to make him an elder. Don't share in the sin of others. Keep yourself. You need to think very carefully. I know we like to put people who are very leader, kappa, to make them to be elders. You must be careful. You must think careful when you do that. When you start laying someone who are now, I put you to be the leader. You need to be careful. That's why I say you need to test the person and see. That is why when you see that they now diverting the gospel that we know. I mean, there's something that was trending some other day, but I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about the name, but there was this man, he did something. And the whole of the entire life, his dad didn't do it, he did not do it. But this man started doing it. What I'm trying to say, I'm saying, it's very important. Before you lay somebody's hand, you examine that person and see. How about Bajishabat Mahot, the reds and everything? That's what they do. Bajishabat Mahot. They're making all those things. That's what is happening now. That is what is happening now. Let me repeat. That is what is happening now. Because nobody tests them. They just said, yeah, no, when you know how to preach, now automatically you can do this. When you read 1 John 4:1, it said, my dear friend, many false prophets are in the world now. So don't believe every spirit, but test the spirit to see if they are from God. Don't believe every spirit. Don't. Don't believe every spirit, but you need to test first. You need to test first. You don't. You need to test first. When you read the book of Acts 6:1-2, it said, more and more people were becoming followers of Jesus. But during this same time, the Greek-speaking followers began to complain about the other Jewish followers. They said that their widows were not getting their share of what the followers received every day. The 12 apostles called the whole group of followers together. The apostle said to them,
It will not be right for us to give up our work for teaching God's work in order to be in charge of getting foot passing. Let us appoint someone. Let us make sure we get someone. When you read now in the book of 1 Corinthians 1:8, He will keep you strong until the end, so that no one on the day when the riches come, you will be free from all blame. Colossians 1:22. But now He has made you His friend again. He did this by the death Christ suffered while He was in His body. He did it so that He could present you to Himself as people who are holy, blameless, and without anything that would make you guilty before Him. That will make you guilty before Him. Now listen to verse number 11 of 1 Timothy 3:11. Now, let me just give you this song. When I come back, we'll read verse number 11, 12, and 13. From there, I will leave you. Now, I'm giving you this song. The song is saying, Wafika. Enjoy the song. And when we come back, we will continue. Wafika. By the song. There's a song is coming. Thank you.
Wafika, that is Dr. Tumi with that wonderful song saying Wafika. Now the time it's exactly 21:28 CAT Central African Time. I told you we're going to read now. We're going to continue. We are going to read number 11, 12, and 13. Remember, we read 8, 9, and 10. We're going to do 11, 12, and 13. He said there, in the same way, listen to this. In the same way, the woman must have respect of others. Remember, when you choose the woman as a decoy, because she's allowed to, you're allowed, a woman, she's allowed to be a decoy. She's allowed to be a servant. He said, in the same way, the woman must have respect for others. They must not be human who speak evil about other people. They must have self-control and be human who can be trusted in everything. And be human who can be trusted within everything. That's what he said. When you read Titus 2:3, said, also teach the woman to live the way those who serve the Lord to live. They should not go around saying bad things about others or be in habit of drinking. They should teach what is good. They should teach what is good. When you read Luke 1, 5 and 6, it said, during the time when Herod ruled Judah, there was a priest named Zechariah. He belonged to Abijah's group. His wife came from the family of Aaron. Her name was Elizabeth. Zechariah and Elizabeth were both good people who pleased God. They did everything the Lord commanded, always following his instruction completely. This family. But that's why he's saying there are a woman as well. If she needs to be selected, she must do what is right. She must do what is right. She must do what is right. Now, when you go to verse number 12, it says, the men who are special servants must be faithful in marriage. This is a part that is a problem, I tell you. This part is a problem. It said there, the men who are special servants must be faithful in marriage. They must be good leaders of children and their own families. That is verse number 12. But I want us just to read this in Amplified. Deacons must be husbands of only one wife, a good managers of their children and their own household. That's how it is. Just church officers must be faithful in marriage. They must be in full control of their children and everyone else in their home. Let the deacons be the husband of only one wife, ruling their family and their own house as well. A deacon must be faithful to his wife, ruling their children and their own house well. That's what he said. Now, when you read Amplified, servants in the church are to be committed to their spouse, attentive to their own children, and diligent in looking after their own affairs. Relapile, man, relapile, we are tired. Kabatu, valuring their church servant, kaba deacons, who are having 4, 5 wives. Relapile, man, kab people, valuring they are there, but they are not faithful to their family. The Bible says, sorry, there should be the qualities. Deacons should have only one wife. Nalema two in the churches, babamba bona ke baruti, bana le basadi by four. Babamba bona they are not faithful to their family. Babamba bona they are not faithful to their wives. That's what is happening. They are not faithful to their wives. They are not faithful to their families and all those things. That's what is happening now. But it tells us, the Bible tells us there, they should be faithful. That person should be faithful to their wife. Be faithful
to their wife. There is something that I can tell you. In reasoning, we reason. In reasoning, we reason. When it comes to that, we are number one. That script, but how could tell a baby? How could tell him to baby? They are, yeah, no, I wanna. It's saying this and this and this and this. But how could tell? I tell you, they'll quote for you. Mutu au kuchele bibili, and I misinterpret, and when we look into it, unahana ori, that is how it should be. We have those people mutu anahana ori, that is how it should be. Aria wamona gitwir, no, it's not how it should be. Haribu need. Nitigin, we must preach the word. Only truth. That is what we must preach. Nothing else. Nothing else. I tell you, remember to we do things until ring it will fit us. I do something so that I try to or ecopanelisi the situation yak. I give reasons or no, Mara, it happened because 1, 2, 3, 4. Mara, remember as I said before I started that Lintula Mudimu is our direction. Lintula Mudimu is our navigator. As I said, sometimes we do things. And when we do those things, we do things that maybe, for example, we were not supposed to do. And after that, what I do is I just, I put it or no, Mara. Yeah, no, I did it because of 1, 2, 3, 4. That's what we do. Eh? That's what we do. Yeah, no, wabona because that thing, it happened because of 1, 2, 3, 4. That's what we do. That's what we do. Guri, we are justifying ourselves. We do things because we are justifying ourselves. Or ikhono ufita my standard. I do it so that it can fit me. And emotwabu wagir no mara. There was no other way because this mara uta bibili ri. That's just a Bible. We cannot. I know khona lebat balurin they trying to change it. So that it can fit their level. It can fit their standard. Deacons must be husband of only one wife. Must be someone who is faithful to his wife. That's what he say. It cannot change. Doesn't matter how we say, but it cannot change. That is why when you read the 1 Timothy 3:2, he said, an elder must be such a good man that no one can rightly criticize him. He must be faithful to his wife. He must have self-control and be wise. He must be respected by others. He must be ready to help people by welcoming them into their home. He must be a good teacher. He must be a good teacher. He must be a good leader of his own family. This means that his children obey him with full respect. If a man does not know how to lead his own family, how will he be able to lead the church? How will he be able to lead the church? How will he be able to lead the church? Now, when you read verse number 13, it said there, those who do well as a servant, those who do well as special servants are making an honorable place for themselves, and they will feel very sure of their faith in Christ Jesus. It's a reward. When you serve well, doing your work in a good way, What does it do? It tells us there that you will be respected. Those ministers who serve well gain an excellent reputation for themselves and will have great assurance by their faith in the Messiah Jesus. Let us serve well. Nalebatu, we know them, Babang Babona, we no longer have them, but they have served very well. This reminds me of the man of God Paul when he said, I have run the race, I have finished the course. When you read Matthew 25, verse number 21, he said, the master answered, you did right, you are a good servant who can be trusted. You did well with the small amount of money, so I will let you care for much greater things. Come and share my happiness with me. It's very important. It's very, 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 very important to make sure that we serve very well. To make sure that we serve very well, so that you can gain excellent reputation. Let us serve very well. Let us serve very well. When you read Luke 16:10-12, whoever can be trusted with small things can also be trusted with big things. Whoever is dishonest in little things will be dishonest in big things too. If you cannot be trusted with worldly riches, you will not be trusted with the true riches. And if you cannot be trusted with the things that belong to someone else, you will not be given anything of your own. We need to make sure or whatever that has been given to us, we do it excellently. Luke 19:17. The king said to him, that is great. You are a good servant. I see that I can trust you with small things. So now, I will let you rule over 10 of my cities. They just unable to do a smaller things. Ari, I cannot do it because I don't have this and this and this. If you're not trusted with a small thing, how can you be trusted with a big thing? The day you give me million, that is the time I'm going to start saving you. Why? The day you give me money, the day I have a car, that is where I'm going to start preaching, pitching the tent. The day you, for example, you have a car, but you cannot even start. But you say, the day I have a badge, the day I have a full sound. But the problem is, if you cannot be trusted with the smaller things, how can you be trusted with the bigger things? I mean, you need to be trusted with the smaller things, and then you will be trusted with the bigger things. Matthew 20:28. Do as I did. The Son of Man did not come for people to save him. He came to save others and to give his life to save many people. Whoever has the gift of saving should save. Whoever has the gift of teaching should teach. Whoever has the gift of comforting others should do that. Whoever has the gift of giving to help others should give generously. Whoever has the gift of leading should work hard as it is. Whoever has the gift of showing kindnessly to others should do it kindly. That's what he's saying there. 1 Corinthians 16:15. You know that Stephen and his family were the first believers in Arcadia. They have given themselves to the service of God's people. I ask you, brothers and sisters. Hebrews 6:10. God is fair, and he will remember all the work you have done. He will remember that you shown your love to him by helping his people, and that you continue to help them. 1 Peter 4:10-11. God has shown you his grace in many different ways. So be good servant and use whatever gift you have. He has given you in a way that will best serve each other. If your gift is speaking, your weight should be like weight from God. If your gift is saving, you should serve with the strength that God gives you. Then it is God who will be praised in everything through Jesus Christ. Power and glory belongs to Him forever and ever. Everyone say amen. The whole crowd was following them. When the soldiers came to the steps, they had to kill Paul. They did this to protect him, because the people were ready to hurt him. The people were shouting, "Kill him." The people were shouting, "Kill him." Now, I'm just gonna stop here. I just wanna thank each and everyone who has been listening to us from the hour there, 2000. Now the time has arrived for me to leave you. Now time has arrived for me to love you. What I'm saying to you, as now we are leaving you, okay? As now we are leaving you, I'm saying to you that right now, as we're leaving you, we would like to say to you, may God continue to bless you. May God continue to be with you. Have a lovely weekend. Let us meet tomorrow. Continue to listen to By the Grace Radio. Continue to share the link with your friend and family. And we love you so much. May God continue to bless you. And may God continue to be with you. Our number is 083-289-4658 plus 2783-289-4658. That is a number that you can use to interact with us. You can use that number in order to interact with us. And Rona, what we'll do as well, we'll be able to engage with you. That's what we are doing right now. I'm going to give you this song. After this song, with the song, I'm leaving you. Good night. We love you. I'm giving you the song by the late Semi Maleti, giving us a song there. I want you to enjoy that song. Enjoy that melodies. And we love you. We will continue tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Enjoy the rest of the night. And all those things. We say, take care. Continue to share the link with your family. Share the link with your friend. Tell them to listen to By the Grace Radio. Invite them to listen to By the Grace Radio. Because we really appreciate your support wherever you are. Now that's why tonight we were teaching. Remember yesterday we spoke about the qualities of a deacon, the qualities of an elder or a bishop. Tonight we're talking about the deacons, the special servants. And remember, remember there was a time when people, they were saying, "Kanti, are the woman allowed to be the servant?" Yes, they are allowed. But there are qualities, the principles that need to be followed for them to do that. Now, I'm leaving you tonight. Thank you very much. We really love you. We really appreciate your support all the time. I'm leaving you with the song by Muruti, the late Semi Maleti, giving us the wonderful song. I hope you will be blessed. Go to our website, radio.bythegrace.org. Or you can just say radio@bythegrace.org. We'll be able to interact with us. I'm giving you the song by the late Semi Maleti. Enjoy.